This report is brought to you by Life Change Tea, the gentle but effective way to clean your digestive system of toxins. Beth and I drink this mixture of 8 medicinal herbs every day.
Food has changed since the 40s and the 50s. Food has become, there's more pesticides, there's more herbicides, and of course then we have the genetically modified organisms, which is what we call GMO. GMO is genetically modified, means it's man-made organisms being put into your body, which is what people call a God-made organism. So the two don't connect. It's like grafting a tree with the wrong tree. They don't fly. So what happens is we get sick. And where does it start? Starts in our gut, starts in our colon. And what happens is when you clog your colon with yuck, then your organs can't feed off of your colon. Your colon, that's where the nutrients are going through. So now the organs are blocked. The nutrients that go to the organs are blocked, and they can't get what they need. So guess what? You start getting ill, or organs start going bad. Our body is self-healing. We are set to self-heal. So really what the tea does is just kind of flushes you out, and it's an herbal, you know, 8 different herbs. And what it does is it flushes you out, your colon, and then your body does better. So we feel better because we lighten up and the energy starts boosting. And guess what? The organs start working better and they go, hey, we can breathe. It's all good. So that to me is why it's so important to be taking the Super Tea.
Good morning. I'm still reporting on Seth Rich. A new detailed report by a mysterious IT specialist by the name of the Forensicator shows that the original source of the DNC emails was not Russia or Romania, but copied locally onto a thumb drive and timestamp in the Eastern time zone. Furthermore, they were copied only 5 days before Seth Rich was murdered on the streets of Washington, D.C. The study is published under the name of Adam Carter's Blog. Adam Carter is a fictional character from the BBC espionage TV series Spooks, which follow the exploits of Section D, a counterterrorism division of MI5. The character is portrayed by British actor Rupert Perry Jones. The series ran from May 2002 to October 2011. This report, however, is not fiction. It is something that was not thrown together quickly. It is detailed and appears on first blush to be authoritative. It analyzes the file metadata found in the 7-zip archive file 7DC58-NGP-VAN.7Z, originally attributed to the Guccifer 2.0 persona. The report resides at g-2.space/, or simply search for Guccifer 2.0-game-over. The report states that according to the metadata attached to the files were transferred on July 5, 2016, starting at 18:39:02 Eastern Daylight Time and completed at 18:53:17 Eastern Daylight Time at a transfer rate of 23 megabytes per second. That is an upload speed that was probably impossible over the internet at the DNC headquarters other than over their private LAN, local area network. In other words, someone had to be in the DNC building to make this copy, and it certainly could not have been done from Russia or Romania, where the famous hacker Guccifer was supposedly located. According to the report, due to the estimated speed of transfer, 23 megabytes per second, calculated from this study, it is unlikely that this initial data transfer could have been done remotely over the internet. The initial copying activity was likely done from a computer system that had direct access to the data. By direct access, we mean that the individual who was collecting the data either had physical access to the computer where the data was stored, or the data was copied over a local high-speed network, LAN. Another interesting aspect of the Forensicator report is that the emails later disseminated by WikiLeaks may be only a small fraction of the initial data copied. The larger collection of data may have been as large as 19 gigabytes. In that scenario, the NGPVAN7-zip file represents only 1/10 of the total amount of material taken. Suffice it to say that the Democrats have long known that should this Seth Rich connection blow up in a major way, their entire Russian fairy tale would be blown to pieces, and here we are. And along with the bogus theory, all the folks along the way who, for the last year, have lied and destroyed pertinent evidence to help support the Russian Trump propaganda will ultimately be exposed one way or another. History is much more difficult to bend to one's political will in this age of the internet and citizen journalism. I'm still reporting from Washington. Good day.